USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A recent poll indicates that voters are against a Biden-Trump rematch in 2024. A nationwide survey conducted by NBC News has revealed that more than 40% of respondents hold very negative sentiments toward both candidates. Pollsters also noted that 74% expressed worries about President Biden's age, while 62% have concerns regarding Trump's 4 impending criminal trials. President Biden urging Congress to swiftly pass funding legislation as the clock ticks toward a month-end government shutdown.
A small group of extreme House Republicans, they don't want to live up to that deal, and everyone in America could be faced with paying the price for that.
The president emphasized the importance of House Republicans honoring the bipartisan agreement he negotiated with Speaker Kevin McCarthy in May. During a campaign stop in South Carolina, former President Trump said he wanted to buy a handgun. A video from his spokesperson shows Trump at a gun store examining a Glock. However, his spokesperson clarified that he did not make a purchase. He just expressed interest in wanting a gun. Trump, currently on a campaign tour in South Carolina, maintains a significant lead over other GOP candidates. Senator Bob Menendez, indicted on federal bribery and corruption charges, is confident he'll be exonerated.
I understand how deeply concerning this can be. However, the allegations leveled against me are just that. Allegations.
Speaking for the first time today, he criticized hasty judgments based on limited information and emphasized his right to the presumption of innocence. He also remains optimistic about retaining his role as New Jersey's senior senator. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom will engage in a 90-minute red state versus blue state debate. It'll be moderated by Fox News host Sean Hannity on November 30th in Georgia. This is USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
Mexico has reached an agreement with the U.S. to help curb the number of migrants crossing the border.
A record-breaking 233,000 people crossed the border illegally in August. Jeff Van Drew, a Republican from New Jersey and member of the House Judiciary Committee, told Fox News there's only one reason Democrats would do this.
They want to flood these people in here. They eventually want to give these people the right to vote, and they eventually want to increase the Electoral College in their favor.
That's Corey Myers reporting. The Writers Guild of America and major Hollywood studios have reached a preliminary agreement to address the ongoing writer's strike. Picketing was halted as of Sunday night. While union members await a formal vote to officially conclude the strike, actors will maintain their strike until the SAG-AFTRA union also reaches an agreement with the studios. FEMA is planning a test of the National Alert System on October 4th. The test of the Nationwide Emergency Alert System and Wireless Emergency Alert System will be going out at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time next Wednesday. The alert will be sent through phone, radio, television, and cable systems and is scheduled to last about 1 minute. The purpose of the test is to ensure that the systems are still an effective way to warn the public about national emergencies. And tonight's Powerball drawing is offering a staggering estimated jackpot of $785 million. It's the fourth largest in the game's history. The cash value, $370 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.